Okay, moving on in the halachas of Borer. Okay, we remember back when the beginning of Hilchos Borer, we discussed in the introduction that you need three tanaim for Borer, in order for Borer to be mutter, you need Ochel Mitoch Psos, Biad, and Miad. Okay, so Ochel Mitoch Psos, I think it's pretty straightforward. They have to take the thing that you want and leave the thing that you don't want, even if they're both necessarily foods. But as Tosus described to us, that the thing that you don't want right now is automatically going to be considered Psos. As was pointed out, also, to take this into consideration, is a very interesting thing when it comes to Borer. Shimi told me this out, I believe, that two people could be doing the same action. You can do exactly the same action. However, one could be over the Isser Daraisa of Borer, and one could be doing something about Mitr Lechatchila. Okay, if you have a mixture of, I don't know, olives and lettuce and cucumbers like this, let's say like this. One person likes olives and one person doesn't like olives. The person who likes olives is taking out the olives to eat them. That's mutter lechatchila. The person who's removing the olives because he does not like them in his salad and puts them to the side, he's over the Isser Daraisa of Borer. So we hear, you see here, Kavanah and Hilchos Shabbos makes a very big, big... That's in terms of Ochel Mitoch Psos. Let's move on to one of the other Tanai Borer, and that is that you need it to be Biyad. Okay, it has to be done through your hand and not through a utensil. The Gemara tells us that nafu kvara, if you use some type of plate or other type of device that will sift for you, but not in the normal way, that is going to be a shinui. It'll be patr av lasser be aser midrabanan. I'm sorry, that's by knonu tamchui. Okay, but by a nafu kvara, if you use a nafu kvara, which is a sifter sieve, that will be an iser daraisa. Okay, that is a normal kalim of Borer. Okay, so the question that we have over here is that we really have to discuss, how do you define a utensil that used for Borer? So I could say if I used my fork and knife and I cut even the good from the bad, l'chor, I'm using a klimi yuchad that goes ahead and cuts, and does a very good job of Borer, cuts away from the bad part. Even if I'm taking the good part, we know even if you're missing one of the tanaim, it's an iser daraisa. So l'chor, maybe if I use a fork and knife, I should be over the Isser Daraisa of Borer, even when taking the good from the bad. Okay? So the Bir Halacha in Simen Nan and Simen Shin, Yitas Mehilchos Borer, he discusses it in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, by the Halachas of Tochin and Sif Yud Beis, over here the Bir Halacha and Dir Ramaschel, Midi Dahavi. Over here discusses by using a knife to use Tochin. To cut food on Shabbos, can you use a knife? So says the Ramah over here, if you use a knife to cut up vegetables or whatever it might be, just like Borer is mutter miyad, so too is cutting up this food. For tochein, even if it's done miyad. So we see this correlation between tochein and Borer. So the Bir Halacha over here asks a very simple question. If you really want to compare it to Borer then, so even if, yes, you're cutting the fruits or vegetables miyad, okay, you're chopping up swirly, which is tochein l'chora, and you're doing miyad. If you want to compare it to Borer, it should be absolutely aser, because over here you're using a kli miyuchad. If you would rip it off with your hands, perhaps that would be mutter. Well, why are you allowed to use a utensil? So over here, the Bir Halacha, quoting the Shita of the Prima Gadim, which fleshes out very, very importantly over here, this chilek, he says there's a difference between using a kli that's a normal kli that's done derech achila. If the number way of Derech Achila, as you recall, back when, that the three Tanaim of Borer, especially the taking the Ochel Mitoch Psos, the reason why Ochel Mitoch Psoles, it's not a mice of Borer, it's a mice of Achila. The same thing, when you use a fork and knife, when you use a kli, that's normally used during Shas Achila, all you're doing is a mice of Achila over here, and not a mice of Borer. Okay, and therefore that's what the Prima Gadim says over here, explaining why you're allowed to use a knife. Therefore, to go ahead and cut things smallly on Shabbos, without getting to the halachas of Tochin right now, we'll get to that some later time. But who did, if you're using a kli that does a good job of cutting away things, the chashachor is a maisa borer, over here, if it's a normal thing that you're going to use when you're eating, that's a maisa chila and not a maisa of borer. Okay? Therefore, there's a great difference between using a kanon tamchui. Kanon tamchui, if you use a plate to separate things, that's not a normal way of eating. You don't use a plate to scrape things away in order to eat. Therefore, that would be a maisa borer midrabanan. Masha ain kain, where I use my kalim in order for a maisa achila, just go ahead and eat, then it is going to be permissible. That's the psak over here in Simin Shin Yates also. In the Mishnah Berurah, that you're allowed to use a kli sometimes if it's a maisa chila. He says mishum de derech achila hu bekach, because this is the normal way of eating, and that's why it's mutter. And that's also the lashon of the Chazon Ish in Simin Nun Dalet Sifei in the Sefer the Chazon Ish. However, we have to ask a major tzarachin, because it seems that the Mishnah Berurah himself is soser himself. He's a major contradiction, because in Simin Shin Yates Sivkatan Nunhei and in Sivkatan Samach Beis, it brings examples that it is usher to use a spoon in order to do bor. It discusses in one of those cases where you have, let's say, a little bit of fat that is on top of the milk, and you want to scrape away the fat. Therefore, if you take your spoon and slice away the fat, then it's going to be usher. So over here, all you're doing is using a spoon. Why then it is usher? It seems to be a contradiction. This is not my kasha. This is the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos kasha and Per Gimel Ha'ara Kuf Chaf Vav. And therefore, Ms. Mitaritz the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, and also Rav Moshe Feinstein has the same chiluk in chiluk Aleph Simen Kuf Chaf Dalid, that you have to say that not always by using your sakum, your sakim, kaf, mazlei, is going to be mut. You have to ask yourself, what are you using it for right now? If you're just using it as an extension of your hand, if you're using an extension of your hand, then it's going to be permissible to use it. However, if you're doing it in order to do a better maisa boer, in order to separate two things in a much easier fashion, it's going to do a better job, then it is going to be usur according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's the chiluk that Shmuel Shabbos has, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has to explain this chiluk in order to explain the steer on the Mishnah Berurah, that when I'm just doing a maisa chila, it's just an extension of my hand, that's going to be mutter. But when I'm using it as a better way that I can do bel-porer better. For example, over here where you have the fat, think about sometimes you cook chicken soup, and you put it in the refrigerator, you got the layer of fat on top, and you want to scrape off that layer of fat, so you take a spoon to scrape off that layer of fat. Is that a maisa chila? That's not a maisa chila. That's a good way of doing borer. Okay, the spoon is a very good utensil if you're doing borer. Therefore, it's going to be an usser out borer. When I'm cutting my steak, even though there happens to be fat on the steak also, and I want to cut the meat away from the fat, so that is just an extension of my hand. That's a maisa b'chila, and that is going to be mutter to do. So if you don't understand this chiluk, we'll bring down a couple of examples to flesh that. How do we know when we just say it's an extension of my hand, it's a maisa chila, and it'll be permissible or not? By the way, for the Svardim and Chazon Avadia, Borer, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, I'm sorry, he is Mekel Lagamri. He holds anytime you're using a fork, knife, and spoon, it's not going to be considered a utensil at all for Borer, and it would be Mutter. But the corner of the Mishnah Berurah over here, we see that's not true. And therefore, for Ashkenazim, we have this Chiluk. So what would be examples that we consider it's just an extension of your hand? So number one, how do we know if it's an extension of your hand? If you're using the utensil just in order that you don't get your hands dirty, we know that's just an extension of your hand. No one wants to eat their steak with their hands. Therefore, we use a fork and knife. Therefore, the fork and knife just become an extension of my hand, and that's absolutely permissible, even though it's going to be able to cut away the steak away from the grizzle. Number two is sometimes by using a utensil, it's because I cannot reach the food with my bare hands. In order to reach the food, I need something skinnier. I use a fork and knife in order to get it. That is also just going to be used as an extension of my hand, not as a maisa of borer. Maybe the most common example is if I have, let's say, a davar lach, if I have something that I just can't eat with my hands. Okay, I need a spoon to eat my soup. I can't eat my soup with my hand. So obviously over here, my spoon is just an extension of my hand. It is not a maisa borer, and therefore it's going to be just like a yad arichta. It's an extension of my hand, and it is not considered a maisa borer at all. So we see over here that using your fork, knife, and spoon is not necessarily a heter legamre. You have to ask yourself, why am I using it? Most cases at the dining room table, we're eating Friday night dinner, most cases are going to be mutter because most of those times we use these things is a maisa v'chila. But in certain cases, that is not so true. One great example of fleshing out the chiluk between using as a maisa chila of a normal way, just an extension of our hand, versus a maisa borer, is there's two different ways of ladling out your chicken vegetable soup. Okay, your chicken vegetable soup, you could use your ladle in two ways. The normal way of using a ladle is you stick the ladle in and you take out. This is absolutely mutter to do on Shabbos. That's not a maisa boder, even though I go after the carrot and not after the leek in the soup. That's going to be mutter because it's an extension of my hand. I don't want to stick my hand in that chicken soup pot. I use a ladle. That's just a good utensil in order to ladle out the spoon, even though at the same time I pick out the carrots and not the leek. This is not considered a clean yuchad for boder, and therefore be usher, even though I'm taking ochel mitoch psalus. That's going to be mutter. However, if I use the ladle as a boder device, the hainu, I don't want the vegetables at all. So what do? I put the ladle next to the wall of the pot, squeezing all the vegetables against the wall so they don't get into my ladle, while just taking in the broth of the soup. The hainu, I'm using a ladle in order to be able to do a precise way of boder, of separating the vegetables from the liquid. That would be an usher way of using my ladle. Okay, once again, to go in the normal way of taking out the food, that's going to be mutter. Over here, it's not really a device that's normally used for borer. So lechora, it would be an issur derabanan of borer if I used my ladle. And this is beferish in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa Perek Gimel. Ha'ara kuf nun tes, to use the ladle in this way is absolutely going to be usher to do. The same thing. Let's say you use the top of the keder. I use the top. I want to pour out the liquid from the soup. So I take the top of the pot, the lid of the pot, and I put over the majority of the soup pot. And now I turn over the pot and I pour out. It's going to let out all the liquid and keep in all the solid. That would be a maisa borer also on Shabbos. Once again, it'll be a nesedar rabbanan. And you just pointed, that's like a kanan tamchoy. It's not like using a nafa ukvara, but it would absolutely be usher to do on Shabbos. Okay, a couple more examples of kalim that are major shilas of boder. One is a slotted spoon. Is one allowed to use a slotted spoon to serve your food on Shabbos? So a slotted spoon, in order to, let's say, you have chicken and gravy and you wanted to serve the chicken without the gravy and put the gravy and in a separate dish, let's say, your turkey and gravy, let's say, you want to serve the turkey in one dish, put the gravy in a separate dish. So a great way of doing that is using a slotted spoon. You lose a spoon, it'll take off the salad, and it'll leave out the liquid. The liquid would drop out. This is mamish, a kli miyuchad for borer, and that's a shiloh of borer midoraisa, to use a slotted spoon to take out the salad and leave out the liquid. That is aser legamrei to do on Shabbos. Okay, that is mamish aser to do on Shabbos. It is pasher to use that slotted spoon. It's going to the aser. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Gimel Ha'orah Nun Dalad points out, though, let's say your kavana is not for this. You just don't have another spoon to use. You want to use a slotted spoon. You don't care about taking in the gravy out also. And you do a quick just grab of the turkey. And it happens to be some of the gravy leaks out. But your kavana is not for the gravy to leak out. Then he says it's going to be mutter to use the slotted spoon. So long as your kavana is not to let the gravy drip out, then it is going to be mutter to use the slotted spoon. Once again, if you do it quickly, you take it in as any other serving dish, a serving spoon, and you take it out quickly, that would be mutter according to the Shmir Shabbos. Hilchos of Huadin, obviously, for sure, to serve with salads with it, to take out the potato kugel with a slotted spoon, that would be absolutely mutter to do, because obviously it's not even doing a maisa borer over there. Therefore, a slotted spoon is not necessarily muksa on Shabbos. It depends on how you're going to use it. There's mutter ways of using it, and there's other ways of using them. Perhaps is an eser daraisa, because it definitely is a klumi. The whole point of the slotted spoon is to do this maisa of borer. Okay, if you use it as a maisa of borer, you're getting to a chashash eser daraisa, which gets into the next shayla of what about using a peeler on Shabbos? L'chora, using a peeler on Shabbos is once again what greater maisa borer than the peeler. The whole job of the peeler is to peel off the peel and leave off the good stuff. So lechora, this is a kli miyuchad for borer. And even according to the svara that we saw last week, Kodesh Shomel Zalman, it's iasher binyan acher. You're allowed to peel things on Shabbos over here. Okay, that's very good. You're allowed to peel things on Shabbos, but use a kli miyuchad for this. That is lechora, major shayla of borer, and therefore the sefer Ayil Meshulash, which is the sefer on Hilchos Borer, Perek Zayin Halacha Yates Pask lechumra, that a peeler is absolutely usher to use on Shabbos. However, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph Psif Yates Dira Masa Liklof, he quotes his Rebbe Rishomel Zalman Orbach that it is not necessarily a problem to use a peeler. He quotes over here that it's mutter to use a peeler. What in the world would be the svara to say such a thing? So says the Nevinsal over here. Admor Zal Hitter Lekalef B'Maklef Dar Dvarim Shederach B'nei Adam Lekalfam Samach Lesuda. He says B'Shem Roshomo Zalman that there's a svar to say that you're allowed to peel things that are normally peeled Samach Lesuda. Okay? Things that are normally peeled Samach Lesuda, it is much to do. Let's say a carrot. A carrot is normally peeled Samach Lesuda. As you're making a salad to put on the table, you'll peel the carrot at that point. Lechora, the same thing with cucumbers. I would say a potato is not like that. It's a potato, you already peel the potatoes, and then you chop them up and you bake them in the oven. It's not used for miyad purposes. But a carrot and a cucumber most times is going to be used for immediate purposes. Therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, according to the Nevin Sol, listen to the svara. Borer, the definition of borer, is borer la'otzer. It's borer for la'achar zman. Therefore, over here, where I'm doing a maisa separation that is done normally, samach lesuda, that is by definition not a maisa borer. And therefore, he says, a peeler for things that are normally peeled, samach lesuda, is not a maisa borer at all. Even though, yes, you are doing a separation, but there's a certain time of the separation. One of those time, and it has to be lachar zman. So separating things for miyad purposes, that's considered part of maisa achila, and therefore it is going to be mutter, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, to peel things, samach lesuda, that are normally peeled, samach lesuda. That's the svara Rav Nevin Sol brings down. In Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in the new Shmir Shabbos Perek Dal, the Ara Kavtes, I believe it's in the old Shmir Shabbos also, brings down another svara. In Perek Gimel, in the old edition of the Shmir Shabbos, he brings down in a footnote over there another svara why a peeler perhaps would be mutter. And that is, a peeler, though, even the good peelers, they do a good job of peeling, but is it really a perfect job of peeling? No. When you peel the peel, some of the ochal comes off with the peel. And therefore, we'll learn later on about what's going to be when I do a maisa bor, where I take some of the good with some of the bad. So over here, you're taking some of the good with some of the bad. Once again, even though you're using a kli miyuchad, what are you doing? You're using a kli miyuchad not to do a maisa bor. It's not really doing a maisa bor. It's taking off some of the good with some of the bad. Perhaps that's another svara why a peeler might be mutter. Even though both these svaras, one could be mefak fake with. However, back in our mind, if you remember from last week's shir, we perhaps could remind ourselves, we also had the svar of the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo held altogether, peels are not a maisa borer. Okay, we said over there that the Yamshel Shlomo paskin alach lamaisa, to peel things that is not even a maisa, it's min echad, and therefore it's not really considered a maisa borer at all. We did not paskin like the Yamshel Shlomo. The Magen Avraham brought down the Yerushalmi that disagreed with the Yamshel Shlomo, but we could use it as another tsnif lahakel to be samach on the psak over here of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The last din over here is, what about, like in the restaurants, they have the salt shakers that have what? The rice inside the salt shakers. The rice helps the rice helps the salt that it doesn't come clumpy. But over here, when you have the salt shakers are made in a way to let the salt out and keep the rice back. So lechora, that is doing a maisa of borer. And this would be a kli miyuchad. Once again, I'm taking the salt, I'm taking the good from the bad. But I'm using a kli miyuchad to go ahead and do this. Once again, this is a major machlokus in the poskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein paskin to use one of these salt shakers with the rice inside is absolutely usur to do on Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchos Perek Samech Ha'ara Kuf Ayin Vav at the beginning agreed with Rav Moshe Feinstein that this should be usur. However, once again in the end, in Chelek Gimel and Tikkunim Meluim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was chozer bo. And he said, once again, the same svara synthesis made for shimush miyadi, normally use these salt shakers, once again, for immediate purposes. You use it to pour the salt in your soup, to pour the salt on your potato, and then go ahead and eat it right away. It's used for immediate purposes. Once again, that's not a maisa borer. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman then thought this should be mutter. And the same svara is brought down in the Isle Meshulash Meshem, Rav El Yashiv, the Hua Din, that this is not going to be considered a maisa borer. This is going to be mutter altogether to do on Shabbos. Ad kan for the halachas of using a kli miyuchad for borer on Shabbos.